Good morning.
大家早上好。
It is our pleasure to bring you the word this morning.
是我们的荣幸带来给你神的话语。
It was a thrill when I found out that Lee Jie was going to do the translating.
我是知道我会帮他翻译的时候，他很高兴。
We've done this before.
因为我们曾经一起配搭过。
And the last time we did this, we had so much fun.
我们上一次一起配搭的时候有很好的喜乐。
And it went so well.
一切都很顺利。
All of the Chinese speakers thought I was a great preacher.
每个华文的那个会众都觉得他是个很好的牧者。
So this is going to be easy for me.
对，今天是一个很容易的一个讲章。
I have been in situations where I've had a translator, and it just wasn't going so well.
之前牧师有一个翻译员翻译的不是太好。
I thought, I think I'm preaching a lot better than what it seems.
我会觉得说我。分享得更好一些。
But it's exactly the opposite today.
今天有点相反。
You're in for a treat.
我们今天会很享受神的
话语。Okay, we're going to talk about gaining momentum.
我们今天会分享蓄势待发。
About a vision becoming a movement.
当我们的意向成为一个运动。
And we've been in the book of Acts of the last few weeks.
这几周我们都在查考使徒行传。
And the book of Acts is all about a movement.
使徒行传都环绕着一个运动的一个主题。
And you know, it started out with like Jesus had a vision.
一开始就是耶稣有一个意向。
Jesus had a plan.
耶稣有一个计划。
Jesus had a mission statement.
耶稣有一个宣教的一个意向。
And it's found in Matthew 28.
在马太福音28章我们可以看到。
And it says, Jesus came up and spoke to them saying, All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth.
马太福音28章第18节，耶稣近前来对他们说：“天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。”
Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit.
所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
Teaching them to observe all that I commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age.
凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
That was Jesus' vision.
这是耶稣的意象。
But you know that visions are a dime a dozen.
但是你知道耶稣的意象
ideas, you know, there's a new idea every like 15 minutes.
每十五分钟，我们都有一个新的想法、新的念头。
You know, when Jesus stated his vision, there were no Christians.
当耶稣说明他的意向的时候，当时还没有基督徒。
There, you know, the word Christian had not yet been used.
这个基督徒这个专用词都还没有应用。
There were no churches.
当时没有教会。
There were no missionaries.
没有宣教士。
There was no worldwide network.
没有世界的一个联合的一个。组织
There's only a few local Christ followers.
只有几个跟随耶稣的跟随者。
And then the one who came up with this vision, Jesus.
而且耶稣他想到这个意象的时候
He was getting ready to leave.
他已经准备要离开了。
So with this idea,
有了这个想法这个念头
with this vision,
有了这个意象
become a movement.
会不会成为一个运动呢？
Well, we all know that it did.
我们都知道它的确成为了一个运动。
And it continues.
它继续不断的发展。
You know, all of us want to be part of a successful movement, don't we?
我们每个人都渴望成为一个成功的运动的一个参与者。
Who wants to be a failure?
所以要成为一个失败者呢？
Who wants to work for a company that's going bankrupt next week?
所以要做为一个要倒闭的公司来工作呢？
We all want to be part of a movement.
我们都要成为一个成功的运动
，particularly the younger generation，
特别是下一代
，they want to make a difference，
他们要营造一个不一样的
，they want to change the world，
他们要改变这个世界。
So if you were a cell phone today，
如果你是一个电话，一个手机
，what kind of cell phone would you want to be？
你要成为一个怎么样的手机呢
？iPhone。
苹果。
How about a Nokia? I have a lot of friends that work for Nokia. Anyone want to be a Nokia?
我一个朋友在诺基亚工作，你有没有要成为一个诺基亚的手机呢
No, you want to be an iPhone.
你当然要成为一个 iPhone 嘛。
iPhone is the hat. How many of you in 2006 had an iPhone?
有谁在2006年就有 iPhone 了
There's no hands because there were no iPhones.
那是那时候。
How many of you have an iPhone today? Let me see your hand. Wait.
有多少人有 iPhone 的现在举一下手。
See, that's a movement.
你看这个就是个运动。
We all want to be part of a movement.
我们都想成为运动的一员。
Well, you know, I don't want to be just a member of a church who has no future.
我要成为一个教会的一个一份子，有一个未来的一个教会。
I personally want to be part of a movement.
我自己也要成为一个运动的一个
part of an explosion.
成为一个复兴。
You know, full of innovation and growth.
充满创新、创意和一个成长。
Well, the book of Acts records such a movement.
使徒行传就有记载这个运动。
And so we're going to look in the book of Acts.
所以我们今天会查考使徒行传。
And we're going to learn from it.
我们要从使徒行传中学习。
We're going to be encouraged by it.
我们要通过那个故事来鼓励我们，激励我们。
We're going to steal some of the secrets.
我们要听一听他们的秘诀。
And we're all going to like gain momentum in this movement that we're in.
我们要加强动力，我们要蓄势待发。
In the book of Acts, there's like a movement rhythm.
就很像一个节奏，使徒行传，就很像一个节奏，一个运动的节奏。
You know, it's power.
有大能。
Miracles.
有神迹奇事。
Souls.
有灵魂。
And persecution.
也有逼迫。
And so, you know, it starts off with the Holy Spirit falling in power.
从《使徒行传》二章就是圣灵的充满开始。
And then there's miracles of, you know, these languages that people could supernaturally understand.
然后有说方言、神迹奇事的发生。
And then there was a great addition of souls. 3,000 were added to the church.
然后3,000人得救信主, 每一天都有人得救信主。
And then there was pushback, there was persecution.
然后有一些逼迫。
And if you continue to read in the book of Acts,
如果你继续读下去的话,
you know, there is more power.
然后越来越多的权柄,
there were more miracles.
越来越多的神迹奇事,
you know, a lame man was suddenly healed.
一个脚断的人都会突然间被医治。
There were more souls added.
越来越多灵魂得救。
You know, there are 5,000 men, probably 20,000 people were added.
然后5,000人得救, 2,000人得救。
And there was more persecution.
然后越来越多的逼迫。
You know, they were arrested and beaten.
他们被囚禁起来，被殴打。
And if you continue to read in Acts,
如果你继续读使徒行传的话,
there's even more power.
然后越来越多的权柄能力。
And there's even more, you know, miracles.
越来越多的神迹奇事。
You know, at this time, you know, you can just the shadow of Peter would heal people.
在这时就是连彼得的那个影子都会医治人。
I tried that one time.
我尝试过。
And, you know, it didn't work, but I'm gonna
不行,
keep after.
没有神迹跟着。
And then even more souls were added.
然后越来越多的灵魂得救。
And even more persecution.
然后越来越多的逼迫攻击。
They weren't just arrested.
他们不只是被囚禁起来。
They weren't just beaten.
他们不只是被殴打。
But some of the disciples started losing their life.
甚至有些宣教牧者就是殉道。
But this was the rhythm of this movement.
这个就是整个运动的一个节奏。
And it was gaining momentum.
越来越的加强动力。
And it was very exciting.
然后越来越的充满兴奋。
And I feel that same excitement today.
我今天也是觉得很兴奋。
You know, that we're part of a movement.
因为我们是这个 运动的一个一员。
And we're just at this verge of starting to gain momentum.
然后当这个运动开始加强动力的时候,
so this brings us to the book of Acts chapter 13.
让我们看使徒行传13章。
And we're just going to go like verse by verse through this book, this chapter.
我们会看13章的几段经节。
And let's just see if we can like, you know, be encouraged by this movement.
然后希望这些经节能鼓励激励到我们每一个人。
So this is verse 1, and I'm just going to read it just like it says it in my Bible.
我会读第一节。
Okay, among the prophets and teachers of the church at Antioch of Syria were Barnabas, Simon called the Black Man, Lucius from Cyrene, Manan, the childhood companion of King Herod Antipas, and Saul.
第十三章的第一节，在安提阿的教会有几位先知和教师，就是巴拿巴和称呼尼杰的西面，古利乃人路求与分封之王西律同养的马念并扫罗。This
was the leadership of the church at that day.
这就是当时的领导班子的成员。
And as I read that, I said, this looks like the 21st century elders.
这就很像我们21世纪的长老会一样。
And so we were sitting in a meeting on Wednesday.
我们周三我们一起坐下来一起聚会一起开会。
And so there's five of us.
然后有五个人长老。
So there's me, you know, from a New Yorker sitting there.
然后有个纽约人。
And right next to me was Jonathan Lee.
然后我旁边就是李牧师。
Chinese.
华人。
And right next to him was Kosei.
然后就是 Kosei 牧师。
Japanese.
日本牧师。
And right next to him was a favor.
然后对面是 Favor 牧师
Favor is from Nigeria
从尼日利亚来的牧师
And then there was Paul
然后保罗牧师
Paul's just like the most special normal person in the entire world
最特别的人在我们整个会议当中 yeah.
All the rest of us are really exciting and he's just like stable, normal
我们每个人都很兴奋唯有他淡定
No, but here's five of us
就我们五个人
Such diversity
这么不一样的人
so, you know you're part of a movement.
我们知道我们是运动的一员。
When everybody doesn't look alike.
当我们每个人都看起来似乎背景都不一样的时候。
Transcends culture.
已经跨过文化。
You know, the iPhone isn't just American.
iPhone 不只是美国人。
It's Chinese, definitely.
中国人也用啊。
And everyone in the world, you know, enjoys iPhones.
世界各地的人也喜欢用 iPhone
yeah, And that's the same way with a movement in the church It's universal
就像教会的运动一样是跨文化跨国界的
So you know you're in a movement when not everyone looks like you
你知道你在这个运动的一份子的时候就是当我们每个人都不太一样的时候
Let's continue to read here
我们继续来念
And one day as these men were worshiping the Lord and fasting The Holy Spirit saidDedicate Barnabas and Saul for the special work to which I have called them.
第二节，他们侍奉主禁食的时候，圣灵说，要为我分派巴拿巴和扫罗去做我召他们所做的工。
So after more fasting and prayer, the men laid their hands on them and sent them on their way.
于是禁食祷告，按手在他们的头上，就打发他们去了。
So Barnabas and Saul were sent out by the Holy Spirit.And they went down to the seaport, and they sailed for the island of Cyprus.
第四节，他们既被圣灵差遣，就下到西流基，从那里坐船往基比路去。
So your vision has become a movement when you get your instructions from the Holy Spirit.
当我们从圣灵领受方向指向的时候，我们就知道我们是运动的一份子。
You get these instructions while you're in worship and prayer instead of maybe at board meetings with agendas.
当我们在敬拜主的时候，我们就领受神的一个意象，而不是在董事会当中。
That's how you know you're part of a movement.
那时候你就知道你是这个运动的一份子。
When you're receiving ideas and things to go do and directions, you know, from heaven through the Holy Spirit.
当你从天得来的意象方向。怎么样去进行的时候，你就知道了。
And this isn't just for church leaders.
这不只是给教会领袖的一节经文。
This is for every single one of us.
这是给我们每个人的经文。
This is true in whatever mountain you might be in.
不管我们在哪个领域服事，这节经文都适用于你。
We're all called to different mountains of influence.
我们每个人都呼召去不同的领域来服事，来掌权。
There's a church mountain.
有一个教会的领域。
The business mountain.
有一个生意的领域。
The education mountain.
有一个教育的领域。
The finance mountain.
有一个金融的领域。
The government mountain.
有一个政府的领域。
You know, entertainment mountain.
有一个娱乐圈的一个领域。
Media mountain.
还有一个传媒的领域。
These are all very important mountains that affect culture.
这些都是很重要的领域，因为它们能影响文化。
And we all are called into different ones of these mountains.
而我们每个人都被神呼召安置在不同的领域当中服事。
And all of us can employ this same technique of receiving, you know, downloads from the Holy Spirit so that we can do a good job in the mountain that we're in.
所以不管我们在哪个领域，我们都可以从神而来领受意象，来在那些领域施展神的荣耀。
Many of you know that I'm not just a pastor, but I'm also a businessman.
很多人知道我不只是个牧师，我也是个生意人。
And recently, during worship and prayer, you know, I've been receiving dreams and downloads from the Holy Spirit about business.
当我在敬拜的时候，我领受从圣灵而来的对我生意的意象的方针。
And you know, when you get them from the Holy Spirit, they blow your mind.
当我从圣灵领受这些意象、这些方法的时候，就真的不可思议。
How do you say blow your mind in Chinese?
不可思议。
Oh, 不可思议。Okay. I was wondering how that was going to work, but it. And you know, they're so amazing that sometimes we're afraid to really acknowledge them as even being possible.
我们有些时候真的是，我会觉得说，真的是不可思议，不可能发生的。
But you realize that, you know, with God, all things are possible.
但是当我们知道有神在我们身边的时候，万事都能。
And so when you're in the mountain,
所以当我们在那个领域服事的时候，
you're in worship,
我们在敬拜的时候，
and the Holy Spirit begins to give you things,
圣灵就会充满我们。
And it just be, it, sometimes we just ignore it because that's just too like wonderful, too big, too amazing.
有些时候我们却忽略了，因为我们觉得太大太不可能了。
But that begins to change the way we think.
但是它慢慢更新我们每
天
的思想。
You know, in my case, I wrote it down.
在我的例子当中，我写下来。
And I began to declare it.
我每天都宣告。
And you know, to my utter amazement,
对我不可思议的是
，within a couple of weeks.
几周过后
those things which seemed impossible were actually becoming true.
那些曾经不可思议、不可能发生的，慢慢都实现了。
And this is in the business world.
这个是在商界是这样。
And you know, I was reading an article yesterday about the Nokia CEO and on the demise of their company.
我昨天在读一则关于诺基亚的一个文章，关于他的 CEO。
I have a lot of friends in Nokia。
我有好多朋友在诺基亚上班。
And they're going to make a comeback。
他们一定会回来，东山再起。
But at this point, they've gone from the largest to, you know, being bought by Microsoft, as you know。
但是目前来说，他们曾经成为最大的公司，现在被微软给收购。
So he was saying back in their heyday。
他们当时。风光的时候说
They were just a very big company that started to maintain its position more than innovate for new opportunities.
他们当时在他们风光的时候，他们说我们只是要巩固我们的第一的地位，而忽略了创新。
And he goes on to say that they became more of a maintainer.
他们就说我要维持现在的这个地位。
Where you know innovation only comes when you reinvent.
创新来的时候，就是我们在研发新的产品的时候。
And he said their company waited too long to make the next big bold move.
所以他们等待了太久来研发、来创新新的想法。
He said they actually had all of the technology of iPhone before iPhone.
其实他们会说，就是在 iPhone 出厂之前，已经有 iPhone 的科技了。
But they kept putting off bringing it to market.
但是他们一直延迟来推广在市场里头。
So you know what I just want to encourage you, whatever mountain that you're in.
所以今天我要鼓励你，不管你在哪个领域里面
，Don't miss the next movement that God has for you.
不要耽误神给你在生命里面做的另外一个大的运动。
You know, God wants to give you ideas and downloads while you're in worship.
神要在你敬拜他的时候给你新的想法新的点子
You know, this worship team up here is pretty amazing
我们的赞美敬拜真的是太棒了
You know, you should bring a notebook with you during worship time
你在敬拜的时候你应该做一个笔记
And so when you get an idea it might be about the mountain of government you're in or the mountain of business when you get an idea you just write it down
因为当我们在敬拜的时候我们从神领受新的想法的时候我们要快点记下来
And it might be the next big thing that God has for you and your company.
也许是神给你和你公司下个最美好的计划。
This is what God is doing.
这个是神所做的。
This is what He wants to encourage you today.
这是神今天所要激励你、鼓励你的。
I just declare over you downloads from the Holy Spirit this week.
我今天要宣告在你的里面，在你的灵修的时候，圣灵会充满你，给你新的想法。
While you're worshiping and while you're praying.
当我们在敬拜，我们在祷告的时候
，those still small voices and those thoughts that come to you, pay attention to them.
你会听到神的轻声细语，神的一些想法，我们真的要多关注的一些。
Okay, back to Acts chapter 13, verse 38.
我们再看《使徒行传》十三章的第三十八节。
And Paul is talking to some folks, and he says, "Brothers, listen. We are here to proclaim that through this man Jesus, there is forgiveness for your sins."
第三十八到第三十九节，所以弟兄们， 你们当晓得赦罪的道是由这人传给你们的，你们靠摩西的律法在一切不得称义的事上信靠这人，就都得称义了。
Everyone who believes in him is declared right with God, something the law of Moses could never do.
你们依靠摩西的律法在一切不得称义的事上信靠这人，就都得称义了。
Everyone who believes in him is declared right with God.
在一切不得称义的事上信靠这人，就都得称义了。
Are there any believers in Jesus in this room today?
我们这个会场有没有基督徒呢？
Raise your hand.
举起手来。
So I declare you right with God.
我宣告，因为我们信耶稣，我们就得称义。
You're not wrong with God.
你就称义了。
You are right with God.
你跟神的关系就和好，已经称义了。
You know, this is very, very important.
这是非常重要的。
Because if you're like me,
因为如果你和我一样，
you have this loop in your mind.
如果你的想法一直有这个念头，
that is bringing up everything that is wrong with you.
每天不停地来论断，来批斗你自己的时候，
every reason why God is not pleased with you.
当你的脑海充满了一些思想，一些理由，神为什么不爱你的时候，
every reason why God would never use you.
一切很多理由，神为什么不会使用你的时候，
it's just a loop of negative thoughts.
这是一些悬念不停地在转的时候，
a loop of negative ideas.
一些很负面的想法在你头脑转的时候。
It's actually because you're a believer in Jesus, it's a loop of lies.
因为我们是基督徒，这些是一个错误，一个是谎言。
Everyone,
每一个人。
Everyone,
每一个人。
Everyone,
每一个人。
Who believes in Jesus,
凡信靠耶稣的，
is declared right with God.
就都得称义。
You know, it's these declarations.Of who we are in Christ that breaks that loop of negativity.
这是我们在基督里面的宣告，来打破魔鬼的一切的捆绑。
You know your vision has become a movement when you spend more time declaring you're right with God than declaring you're wrong with God.
我们什么时候才知道我们在神的工作里面，当我们花很多时间在反思神正面的话语怎么影响我们，而不是负面。
You know, I have a good friend who's made the month of May a month of declarations.
我有个好朋友，每逢五月份的时候都是个宣告的一个月。
And every day he's just declaring, you know, promises from the Word of God.
每一天五月份的时候，他在宣告神的祝福。
And the thing that he said that surprised him, he didn't realize how much negativity was in his life.
他没有察觉到他生命中有多少的负面的东西，所以他很惊讶。
You know, there's a lot of garbage in us.
我们生命中都有很多很多的垃圾。
But we're believers in Jesus Christ.
但是在基督里面，我们是基督徒。
You know, He's pretty amazing.
他真的很了不起。
He loves us.
他爱我们每一个人。
And because of His amazing love for us,
因为他对我们无私的爱，
we're pretty special.
我们真的是好特
别。And we are declared right with God.
我们可以因信称义。
And from that position, we do a lot of great, amazing things.
从我们与神的那个对的关系当中，我们可以做出很多对的决定。
So Paul continues here in the book of Acts 13, verse 40. Verse 40.
在保罗他继续在路加他继续说到第四十节。
And he says, "Be careful! Don't let the prophet's words apply to you, for they said."
所以你们务要小心，免得先知书上所说的临到你们。
Look, you mockers, be amazed and die, for I am doing something in your day, something you wouldn't believe, even if someone told you about it.
主说，你们这些轻慢的人要观看，要惊奇，要灭亡，因为在你们的时候，我行一件事，虽有人告诉你们，你们总是不信。
So those verses are a little hard to understand.
有些时候这些经文有点难理解。
So I've read them many, many times.
我读了很多很多遍。
So I'm going to help you out.
所以我会帮助大家理解。
What Paul is saying there,
保罗想要说的是，
God wants to blow your mind.
神要让你不可思议。
He wants to take off the lid of limitations.
他要更新你的想法，让你知道不可能的都可以成为可能。
There's this lid on your thinking.
我们的思想，我们的想法通常有个盖在封闭着我们。
And he wants to remove that lid.
他要掀开这个盖。
And he wants to give you God-sized dreams again.
要给我们新的梦想，跟神一般大的梦想。
Just like when you were a little child.
就很像我们是小孩子的时候一样。
He wants you to be a believer.
他要我们成为信徒。
In you know the songs that we were singing, our God is an awesome God.
当我们在称颂神是个美善的神，大伟大的神的时候，He's
amazing.
他是真的太奇妙了。
And we're in relationship with Him.
而我们与他的关系。
And He wants us to dream accordingly.
他也要我们。 因着我们跟他的关系来做大的梦想。
So in that scripture that we just read, like when Jesus said, you know, make disciples of all nations.
当耶稣说使万民做我的门徒的时候，
when He said that, the mocker in us would say, oh yeah, right. There's 120 of us, folks. You're getting ready to leave. I don't think so.
我们心中负面的那股声音会说，就是你做梦吧，就你们才120个人，还要改变世界。
But the believer in us
would
look around at the 120 folks
and he'd
say, woohoo!
我们说,感谢主,
we're going big time! We're going to the nations!
我们要使,
this is what God has for you and me. This is the kind of thinking that you know I want to cultivate in you and encourage in you today.
这个是神要给我们的一个思想的一个维度。
1 Corinthians 2:9 says this, but just as it is written, things which eye has not seen, ear has not heard, and has not entered into the heart of man, all that God has prepared for those who love Him.
哥林多前书二章第九节，如经上所记，神为爱他的人所预备的，是眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见，人心也未曾想到的。Do
you love Him?
你爱不爱耶稣？
Is there anybody that loves God in here this morning? Let me see your hand.
在我们当中举起手来，如果你爱耶稣的话，举起手来。
God wants to blow your mind.
神要更新你的心意。
There's no limitations in the spirit.
在灵里面没有任何的局限。
I'm not a cheerleader.
我不是一个啦啦队队长。
I'm a truth teller.
我是说真话的。
This is the truth.
这个是神要跟你说的真话。
All that other stuff is a lie.
世界所说的都是谎言。
You know, there's just so many of those verses.
有太多太多这样的经文了。
Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20.
以弗所书3章20节。
Says, now to him who is able to do far more abundantly beyond all that we ask or think according to the power that works within us.
神能照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足的成就一切，超过我们所求所想。
You know, stringing those four words together, you know, far more abundantly beyond.
这里有几个 专用词就是大力充充足足的
far more abundantly beyond you, whatever you could ask or think
充充足足的成就一切超过我们所求所想
that's like answered prayer on steroids
就很像 吃那个兴奋剂一样 来祷告一样
you know you're actually gaining momentum when you actually begin to believe that that is true.
当我们开始相信神的话语是真实的，我们真的就开始有动力了。
And it's taken me many, many years, but I'm finally beginning to believe that this is actually true. There's no limitations in the Spirit.
不管花你多少年，我们都会认识到这些经文会给我们动力来跟随神的运动。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So Acts chapter 13 again, verse 44.
所以使徒行传13章第44节说到，
It says, the following week, almost the entire city turned out to hear them preach the word of God.
这里说到，到下安息日，合成的人几乎都来聚集，要听神的道。
That's quite a turnout.
哇，真的好多人。
Do it again, God.
神再一次在北京这样做吧。
Do it again, God.
神啊，再一次在我们城市这样做吧。
You know, just even if you know it's the foreigners in Beijing,
哪怕只是在北京的一些外国人,
you know, when there's been this sort of newly selected elders for the 21st century that you'll hear about later, I'm just giving you some information I shouldn't probably be given right now, but anyway, it's true. Okay, whatever. Okay. Okay. We were meeting together for the first time.
我们一群新的牧者牧师团队 开始聚集。
And we were just saying, you know, what's your dream?
我们就讨论你的梦想是什么。
And Paul brought up the like 498,000 foreigners in Beijing that don't attend the BICF.
所以保罗牧师就分享到，就是我们总共有498,000的外国人在北京。
You know, if you're like me, like, oh yeah, right, you know, what are we going to do and with that bunch?
如果你是我的话，你说哇，这么多人，我们这个场地，我们要怎么样做
？But when there's a movement, you can never tell.
当我们神在兴起一个新的运动的时候，我们真的不知道。
In this situation, the entire city turned out to hear them preach the word of God.
而在44节有提到，就是整个城的人都聚集来听神的道。
You would know that's a movement.
你就知道这个是神的复兴在运行当中了。
And I would just say, you know, God blow our minds.
我就会说，神真的会让我们超过我们所求所想。
You know, sometimes folks like me who've been here forever and ever.
就像我在北京很久的老外一样。
And we've seen things, you know, basically the same forever and ever.
我们似乎有些时候有这种感受，就是北京似乎没有太大的改变。
We're afraid to dream dreams.
我们有点害怕为神做梦想。
But I think today God is saying there's no limitations.
但是我相信神今天要跟我们说，在他的里面没有任何的局限。
He wants to blow our minds.
他要让我们超过我们所求所想。
Anything that IMS can possibly dream about numbers is just, he wants to like exceedingly abundantly above and beyond all of that.
神要在 IMS 里面超过我们所求所想做工。
Okay, moving on, it says in verse 49, it says, so the Lord's message spread throughout that region.
所以49节，于是主的道传遍了那一带地方。
It says, and then the Jews stirred up the influence religious women and the women and the leaders of the city, and they incited a mob against Paul and Barnabas, and they ran them out of town.
但犹太人挑唆前进尊贵的妇女和城内有名望的，逼迫保罗、巴拿巴将他们赶出境外。
So you know your vision has become a movement when you begin to face persecution.
当你的运动，你所为主做的工的时候，有迫害的时候，你就知道你在正在复兴了。
It's not strange that there's pushback.
当我们面对阻力的时候，一点都不惊奇。
It's not a surprise when there's pushback.
也不是个很惊讶的事情。
And then it goes on in verse 52. It says, "And the believers were filled with joy." And with the Holy Spirit.
第52节，门徒满心喜乐，又被圣灵充满。
You know that your vision has become a movement when you face persecution and you just don't care.
当你面对阻力逼迫的时候，你却看不在乎的时候，你就知道神在你里面开始做工了。
In fact, you're filled with joy.
反而你就充满了喜乐。
And you're filled with the Holy Spirit.
你又被圣灵充满。
And it's like this, when we do things in our own strength,
当我们依靠我们自己的力量在工作的时候，
and without like getting like downloads from the Holy Spirit,
没有从圣灵领受力量的时候，
and we work really hard just trying to do it on our own,
当我们很努力靠自己的力量的时候，
persecution becomes a problem,
逼迫就成为一个很大的问题，
it leads to great discouragement,
至少会成为我们很大的一个阻力
and it leads to these downward spirals that could even get into depression and people just give up.
我们甚至会忧郁。
But when you're doing what you've received from the Holy Spirit in worship and prayer,
当我们在遵守神给我们从意象、从祷告、从敬拜的时候
and you're doing it in His power,
我们靠他的力量而行的时候
you know, persecution just adds fuel to your fire.
逼迫阻力就火上加油，让你更火热爱神。
It just gives you joy，
就给你充满的喜乐来服侍。
It gives you energy，
就给你力量来服侍。
Just to redouble your efforts，
就加添你的力量，你的工作。
Hallelujah，
Hallelujah。
So this is the rhythm of a movement，
这就是一个神兴起的运动的一个节奏。
You know we receive power，
我们领受力量。
I just declare power of the Holy Spirit，
我宣告在这里有神的力量会充满我们。
And then you begin to work miracles.
我们会开始行神迹。
You do things that you could never humanly do possible.
我们会做我们人所不能做的事情。
You have ideas for your company.
我们对于我们公司，我们新的想法念头。
Some of your prayers start getting answered.
我们祷告开始 开始实现。
You start doing some supernatural things.
我们开始做一些超自然的事物。
And it's attractive to people.
对人来说是充满吸引力的。
People are hungry for authentic reality, for an authentic relationship with God.
我们周围的人都很渴慕真实的东西，真的东西，特别是与神真实的关系。
And people start turning to God in droves.
你周围的人就开始一群一群的来信主了。
And then comes the persecution.
然后又来了逼迫。
It's this rhythm.
就是这个节奏。
But the persecution isn't a problem.
但是逼迫永远不是问题。
In fact, we get filled with more joy.
反而我们充更充满喜乐。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, we don't burn out.
我们都不会灭尽。
You know, I don't believe in burning out.
我不相信我们会燃烧到一个尽头。
I'm thinking of doing a sabbatical.
我不 sabbatical. 要请假来休息这样。
Yeah. So, but you know, a lot of people take them because they're burnt out.
但很多人请假来休息来安静自己，因为他们烧尽了。
But I don't think you should take one because you're burned out.
但是我觉得当你烧尽的时候，你不应该请假休息。
You shouldn't burn out.
因为你根本都不应该烧尽。
You don't have to burn out.
你不需要烧尽。
You know, you just in worship.
你就敬拜。
In prayer.
祷告。
Receive instructions from the Holy Spirit.
从圣灵那边领受指示。
Receive dreams from God.
从圣灵而来，得着新的意象、梦想。
And in His power.
而且他的能力。
And in His power, begin to walk out those dreams.
而且通过他的能力，他的权柄来行出那些意象梦想。
That's the easiest thing in the world.
这就是最简单的方式。
Some of you are rolling your eyes at me like, yeah, right.
有些人就说，哎呀，你说的真好。
That's what I need to hear.
这是我想要听的。
You know, whenever I'm just working hard and I'm tired and I'm burned out.
当我在努力服侍，我很累的时候。
I need to go back to the book of Acts.
我需要回到使徒行传。
See the rhythm of a movement.
看神复兴运动的一个节奏。
How it gains momentum.
它是怎么开始加添动力的。
Go back to those principles.
回到其中的一些关键。
Apply them to my life.
然后引用在我的生命当中。
And be part of of something that's great and wonderful.
然后成为神兴起的一个很重要的一部分。
I'm going to just ask I'm not sure what's going to happen next. I think there's going to take up offering, but we're going to close there, and I just want to pray, you know, God's blessing upon you.
我们会敬拜，然后我们会祷告，神的祝福会临到我们每一个人。
I just want to make a declaration as we close here.
我要在这里做一个宣告。
You know, may the Holy Spirit
愿圣灵的大能
give you clear instructions
给你很清楚的指示
as you worship Him.
当我们在敬拜他的时候
as you spend time in prayer
当我们在灵修祷告的时候
may you learn to hear His still small voice
愿我们能听到神的轻声细语
may God blow your mind
让神更新我们的思想
with what He has for you
让他清楚地告诉我们他的美意在我们生命当中
and may you enter into it in Jesus' name
愿我们都进去我们的应许之地
Amen
奉耶稣的名 Amen